One of the things about repentance is that we must acknowledge that we are sinners. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what Paul said. And the Apostle John says, if we deny that we sin, then we have deceived ourselves and the truth is not in us. Listen to what he says, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you do not sin. And if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. You see, God calls us to a life of integrity, and Jesus in his teachings and the apostles in their teachings teach us that we should forsake sin, and when we are saved, we stay far away from sins. The deeds of the flesh must be far behind us. But we always need God's grace, and we need to walk in the light of Jesus Christ. And his light says, you need my grace every day. For no one can say they do everything perfectly. But the grace of God is there. And if we confess to Jesus, he will forgive. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the grace that you give to me. And as I walk in the light of Jesus Christ, abiding by his commands, following your word and your will in my life as the best I can, striving to do my best, I know your grace is there. And besides, Lord, I know that I don't always do everything right, so I depend on your grace. So help me, O Lord, to show that I love you by keeping your commands. In Jesus' name. Amen.